Lord was just showing me a little bit about the church. It's where it would, should be. They would have, the pastor would delegate by his authority, but it would be going through Holy Ghost people. And they'd move mightily. But anytime you try to control the spirit, try to be selfish in the spirit, you're going to lose. And that losing is, it means you're not going to have it. It comes as freely you give, as you shall receive, freely you shall receive. You should take that way. And you know, in what you've seen of him abideth in you, that anointing stays there if you abide in the Spirit. If you don't abide in the Spirit, it's gone. The anointing is just a, Lord showed me that this morning, it's just sort of a feeling you get. But what the anointing does is the big thing. It heals. The sky's the limit. The churches don't see that. The feeling is just a, you know, it's just a, God does that just because you're not doing right. When you do wrong, there should be a sort of a heaviness that comes on you. Unless you're over the other side. Heaviness comes and you try to seek God. God brings you back to a place that he can work in you. But he doesn't work if you just... Our church is so much by... We're like entertainment. And God doesn't work that way. He's just holy. You don't need to be entertained. You need him. He'll entertain you more than all the entertainment you ever seen. I guess, Brother Clint, if you want to start, we'll just get going.
We want to welcome each of you on this Tuesday afternoon to the living room. God bless you, bless you. Thank you for those of you who listen in. I can almost guarantee that your life will be changed if you have faith and believe in the Lord. It's not Brother Freedom and it's not Brother Clint. It's God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost who does it all. We're just glad to be little teeny wheels that he uses in ways that pleases him. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We're so glad for the anointing that comes upon Brother Freedom. We couldn't replace him. I don't know of any minister anywhere that you use in the manner that you use Brother Freedom. And we just thank you for the fact that you allowed us to find him here in this little town, in this part of the world. And we just thank you and praise you. It's changed our family and changed my life. All for the positive, all for the better. We just give you praise and honor. And thank you, Father, for the anointing on our listener and upon Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your wonderful word. We thank you for the move of thy mighty spirit. Lord God, we know that when you made us heaven and earth, you rested from all of your works. But you know the Spirit of God went out and did great power. Father, I just praise you and I thank you this day. Lord, you're the God that moves through by your mighty Spirit. Father, we just claim victory this day. We claim the mighty touch. In Jesus' name, amen. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither does he grow weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings of eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. You know, this chapter, most of Isaiah, up in this, there's a whole bunch of scriptures, that leads up to be endued with a power. Well, God's power is the Holy Spirit. There's no way of understanding how much power he is. He is all power. Like you put a machine, a 1,000-horse engine, you put it on a dyno, and it runs out, say, 1,000 horses. But that's a lot of money. That's a horsepower. But there's no way of computing the Holy Spirit's power. And that power is regulated by the individual that's moving him. So when I read these books years ago in Isaiah here, I knew that we had to be full of the Holy Ghost to have any power. And I've found out since, by day, it is absolutely the truth. It's fantastic. It's supernatural. But see, we go out here and build men's organizations, like a church organization. We build it in the name of some person that has had success in the endeavor of getting the gospel sent, preached, or whatever they want. But the Bible says there's even something greater than that. That's having led by the Spirit. For the Spirit searches yea the deep things of God. For who knows the mind of the Lord? Only through the Spirit. I believe there's a real need for the direction of the mighty Holy Ghost. And I believe it goes contrary to the works of men. I know there's churches that said, well, they was a full gospel church, but they wasn't really full gospel because they only want just the name only. The church was led by, I'd say, pastor, but he's not it. It's by a council of men that's over him. And whatever they vote on comes to pass. And there is no move of the Spirit. There's nobody that will get up and say, I know what the Spirit of God said. No, that will just set you down. That's not permitted. We know the mind of the Lord, but they only know it through the flesh. Everything that has been taught is through the flesh. When I was in the caterpillar, what I call the caterpillar, I worked through the flesh and by the Spirit. The flesh is something that I knew. Spirit was something I acted on when I didn't know. That's what the Spirit is. And it's also not what you know, but it's power too. It brings things come to pass, and then it says you know all things. It'll bring all things to your remembrance. And it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. If I understand that right, that's what God's saying, that our mind and everything be moved by Him. And we cannot outdo that only by following the Spirit. There's no other way. I've seen people build churches, and that's what you call a Spirit-filled church, and you get up there to them, there was no Spirit, there was no Spirit at all. Just flesh up there. So we made what God stands for actually a mockery. We're come up with something like a different than what God has. We use the Bible, but we won't use the power. So we got the history is all we're going on. That's what most sermons are. They're histories. Paul did this. Peter did this. God says, what are we going to do? We're going to be take this, the history, and bring it to pass by the Spirit. But it happened by the pronouncing of the Spirit. The world pronounces a self. A self-indulgence in the Word. And there's people that spend their lifetime in the Word. God bless them. They really know a lot. But the Spirit is the process of letting God be in control at all times. Now, we know that God is very big about that. If He's in control, He don't order you. If you get out of control, it's what He tells you. But He gives you a lot. You got freedom. You can go eat. You can go sleep. You can go to town. You don't have to ask Him every time you go either. Sometimes you ask Him to go with you. But yet, if He says, no, don't go, that means I'm not to go. I'm to ask Him what He wants me to do then. Generally, if He says don't, there's also a go afterwards. Like Jonah, when God says, Jonah, go to Nineveh, Jonah says, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to go on, take a ship on passage. And you know what happened? He gets out there and the sea gets rough and Jonah's there just asleep. And the mariners get very concerned. And finally they say, well, He has to be the troubles. So they kick Him overboard. And God's already got His control, so God's got a fish there that houses Jonah for a little while. And Jonah spends his time down in the stomach of this big fish. And Jonah gets very prayerfully, he prays to see God. So the fish finally belches him up on the side of the coast of the land, and Jonah gets out there, and so then he goes to Nineveh. But see, that's what we do a lot of times. We start, God has to really redirect our steps. But when we go the natural way, we don't even, that only happen. We just keep on if we get belched out, we just keep going on. Well, I'm going to build my church. And you just pray, Lord, I'll build the church and I want You to bless what I'm doing. No, we got that wrong. We want to bless what He's doing. We want to be following Him. When you follow self, your end is self. When you follow God, you have success. You got to move from heaven. It says, be not deceived, for God does not mock whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. When we get out here and sow a lot of flesh, we're going to reap a lot of flesh. We sow righteousness, we're going to reap righteousness. And that's the way we are. If we sow seeing God, we're going to see abundant harvest and prayers answered, whatever we're seeking for. But if we don't choose that method, then we get out here, the method, I think it's very active in the church world today. You just do it, and we just take committees, and we follow it up to the, and we pray over it, but we just pray over it, and that's it. There's really no depth in your sincerity in what you're doing. You know, I learned about praying through. It's very difficult to pray through. It means a lot of hard dedication. Lord, Lord just showed me today that, I'm not taking their word, but I mean they're great men. Oral Roberts, they were moved on mighty in certain areas. Heal them. But see, God's bigger than that. That's why the church would even come up church if they had what they have. It's not just getting people here. It's moving through the Spirit. It's moving through the gifts of discernment. Oh, praise God. Unction by the Spirit. Dedication to the will of God. Prophecies. Tongues interpretation. All these are gifts through the Spirit. And they're done by the Spirit of God. So when you start saying, we don't want these, you're telling God, says, I don't need what you've got. And you claim to have something, well, you're just having a form. You don't know the power thereof. Because that power is given by God himself. He doesn't make mistakes. You get out here and have that in your heart, that you're going to control your works. He lets you have your own way. But you start seeing you've got a self-made church. You got people who are led by the self. It means the pastor is a controller. By the Spirit's a lot different. The Spirit of God moves upon you. He moves through the Spirit. He knows exactly what you need. And you'll know too. They just flow. It's like as your days flow. When it's by the self, oh, nothing really happens. Good. It's just a little fights here, a little bit of envy here, a little strife here. Oh, we just send them little bonfires out. We've got to put out, I hear it all the time, got to put out little fires. No, the Spirit of God doesn't have no fires. The Spirit of God's got love. But God's got, the Spirit of God has got all the information that we need and more. He is more than sufficient. And it sure bugs me to why people would want to get rid of him. I guess I've always been with him, for him, for many years. And I've seen people say, we get up to church and we don't need it. But I do need it. I'll tell you what that is, a little bit of Satan in the church. The Satan's right in your church. And if you weren't big enough, I knew what it was years ago, but the pastors weren't big enough to do anything about it. So they live in it. Now they ain't got no churches. They just got a bunch of, they're worse than a church without the Spirit. Because the church without the Spirit are working just exactly by the Word. There's no power, but they got the work of the Word. When you come against the Spirit of God, then you've got a dried up mess. You get contrary to the Spirit of God. God is going to put a settlement upon you, and you're going to grow weary in well-doing. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You follow that way, you're going to reap a harvest of troubles. You're going to see divorces. You're going to see in your body, you're going to see your young people going away for wrong sex. All this stuff is coming in because you're by a wrong standard from the birth of it. You need the Holy Ghost from heaven. That's why these churches that are standing on just the Word of God, yes, they can, if they were standing, they'd be stronger, but they need the help too of the Spirit. Man cannot do the will of God. Man is far from God. And we need to be big enough to say, I need help. I know I need help every day. I want a closer walk. I want a closer talk. I want to be where I might grow. And that's the part of it. And God's people never want to grow. I've seen many things about this. But you take where there's a small baby, a small tree, and you contain it, it may live, but it'll never grow. It'll never bear any fruit. It's going to be puny. It's going to be, it's not healthy. It's an unhealthy plant. It's an unhealthy person. Whatever it is, it's unhealthy. God's children was made to grow in Him.
We're to take on God's nature. Without the Spirit of God, we cannot bear the fruit that God wants to lay into us. We're not clean enough for it. We're not ready to take on loving kindness, tender mercy. See, we have made this picture to the world that you accept Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, and He paid all, is all, and so that we tell people, come your way, and we're going to come and join our fellowship, and our fellowship will, when you 80 years or 40 years, how long it is till you depart, you just don't have to worry about it. You just go your own way. You can go out and have your trips, and you can have whatever you want to do. But that time, you're guaranteed to go to heaven, because there's going to be a change when you get to heaven. So I guarantee that change takes place now. God is not slack concerning His promise. God's, the change of God is now. It would, Bible would not say, lay out your treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, or where thieves break in and steal. Where your treasure is, there's your heart be also. Bible says, lay up yourself treasures from heaven. That means a growth in the Spirit. Serving the living God. Walking in holiness. Walking by victory. Be concerned where you're headed. Not careless in your lifestyle. I see Christians so careless. They go out, they don't go, they go as where the angels fear to trod. They go because they think they're God's best. They really need to be touched from God. But self-hypnosis is taking over all of God's children. They're sort of moved on by the enemy, and he's made them believe that they're right. They get a righteous sense about them. They get pride. Oh, they're really all puffed up. They argue through the word. They know the, they think they know the word. The Bible says we're to shun the very appearance of all evil. We're to walk godly in all areas, walking by the Spirit. God would not put it in the Word of God if it wasn't true. Right here in Isaiah, it talks about He giveth power to faint. To them that have no mind, He increases strength. That's what the Spirit does. It gives you strength going on. Day by day, you grow into a being that's blossomed out by the Spirit. You've got love, you've got peace, you've got joy. And I know there's people arguing, they say, well, we got it in our church, we got all this in it. But I know that they don't have it. I went into a fundamental church here just months back, and I thought I was going to have to get out of there. Just, it was dead. And I was not critical, but I remember, I knew what I felt. The pastor was no move of spirit. There was no, it was like he had an order. It was like how there was going to be, how that one day some of their elders would be ordained. Well, that might be true someplace, but God darn names us. It says, even the faint, the youth shall faint at their word. There is, without the power of God, we all will fail. That's why revivals never work very long. Because in a few months, if you're not careful, you're back down in the same old mold. And that's where we lose our first love. We teach people that's the natural way. I know they when you're first saved, then that's a couple of weeks you're going to get down on that, and you're going to get off that roller coaster, and you're going to settle down, you're going to meet that life is life. And you got, there's more power in you than you need, but I want to tell you, when the Spirit of God's upon you, it's like heaven comes down. It's like a peace of God comes to your life. What a wonderful blessing. I don't know why. It has to be Satan, because there's no way that man would want to deceive themselves. But people are getting deceived. No one wants to hear what I'm preaching. They want to listen to someone who says, well, once saved, always saved, or you don't need to worry about where you're going. All these, it's just self-justifying. Well, I'm concerned what God says, and I believe there's enough scripture in this word that pertains to what I'm saying is right. Father, I just pray for a mighty Spirit of God to move on your fears right now. Lord, I pray the weary. See, God can take you when the Spirit of God comes upon you. There's something that's supernatural. He'll give you a peace when there's not no peace. He'll give you joy when everything is going bad. It's done by the Spirit. You might say that you received it when Jesus, but it says that it's going to be endued with power. It says after the Holy Ghost come upon you, ye shall be endued with a new power, a new direction. There's something mighty about the Spirit of God. But if we live this earth, we make it to 80. I'm soon be 80. I thank God for all the time I've had through the power of the Holy Ghost. Before I received the baptism, I had no great thing. It's just like I knew that we'd died and all that. And I knew that church would help me get better. And that's what I think is pretty much standard. But when I received the power of the Holy Ghost, it was something like, it's a glory. And you can't live without it. It's that peace of God that lays within you, the power, the anointing, the witness. That we need to strive for that. The dedication of the glory of God that brings us up to a place of supreme, not ourselves, of what, no. Where supreme supremacy is coming through God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. We receive strength that's not known to man. Men are weak. We're weak in ourselves. Bible said in Ephesians 6th chapter, be strong, Lord. Put you on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God is God, the faith of God. We need to have a supernatural encounter of God that shelters us, that protects us, guides us, and also in knowing. If you don't know what to do, you can even read this Bible, and if you can try to put things together, but by knowing the Spirit of God will bring it alive to you, it'll bring you a supernatural glimpse of His glory. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal, but God has come to give you life and give you more abundant life. He came to his own received him not, but to men received him, and then he gave power to become the sons of God. He came to his own received him not, but to men received him, then he gave power to become the sons of God. I truly believe it. He came to his own received him not, but to us that believe, he's going to give you power to become the son of God. And that power is just the very birthing of the first direction till you get endued with power from on high. Bible says the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares you. You feel a great one to help share your burdens with you. You've got that one that you can go to. You've got that one that walks by your side. Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. When we try to walk this road in ourselves, we get deceived. And I truly believe that's what's wrong. We have not allowed the Spirit of God to be alive in us. We need to have a sense that's beyond any sense in this world. And another thing, I believe that when we have the Holy Ghost, that nothing else is going to please us. Nothing else is going to satisfy us like having the Spirit of God. He's very special. He sticks closer than any brother. You know, Jesus says Jesus will do that. He'll be close. Yes, he is. But also, he gives the Spirit of God and becomes live to be wait for the day when Jesus comes through the clouds of glory. We as God's people need to be ready in these days. Without the Spirit of God, we grow weary. We get tired. All men get tired. See, God rested on the end of the 6 days. But those 6 days were probably not like our days. But God, when he created this earth, he created each plant. He showed me the other day, just recently, the creation, what he had to do. He had to create the gold and the crevices where they were, the diamonds, all these things. God knew exactly. Maybe some of these animals do bring this stuff, but God had this known how it was done. All things come from him. He is the inventor of all things. The piano. Nobody didn't know that until God actually got that into the mind of some man. He produced it. The trumpet. God allowed this to happen. The doctors have had the mind of medicine, and they've grown in a place that they know what medicine is, but it's still in the mind of God even through that. But through this mind of spirit, it's something individual. It's in every individual. You can have the mind of Christ. You can have a visitation, God the Father, God the Son, by God the Holy Ghost. And you can have help that helps you in a time of when there's hard times. He can give you victory when you're going through troubles. He can make your day go better in all things. And I truly believe we need to be thankful to him always, because he is the giver of every good and perfect gift. But at any time we go against the power of the Holy Ghost, I believe there's going to be bad things happening. When we deliberately go against laws that God has put up, like going against our nation goes against this, anything against Israel, we're going to have troubles. And when we as God's people go against anything but the Holy Ghost and take on this self-indulgence, we're going to be in trouble. I believe the church is in trouble right now because you don't feel the Spirit. He don't have the freedom that he once had. He has because there's not much of any here to help us. We're living in perilous times, brothers and sisters. We need to wake up. Our nation is failing, but don't cause us to fail. We need to have our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that we're looking for that day he comes through the clouds of glory. And that's what the Holy Ghost helps us to be ready for, that hour that we will be watching. We'll be very faithful. Oh, praise God. We'll put him first. We'll seek him in a higher calling. And I believe he has a sense that helps us. But anointed what you receive of him, and he said that you need nothing. Any man teaches you. Brother and sister, you don't need someone to teach you. The Spirit of God will teach you. Oh, praise God. He'll show you great and mighty things you don't know. But when you start asking from the enemy, the other side, and he backs off. And that's what we've done. The churches have backed off from things of God. They're allowing seducing spirits. They're allowing homosexuals. You know, it used to be, I had an aunt and an uncle. She married this man, my uncle, but he had been first married. And the church we lived in, or had when I was living, when I was a little boy, they made sure he couldn't teach. He was teaching her. And she was teaching. They would not let him teach. See, and now that's okay. We've let the standards down every place. We think it's okay. When I was one 3 years ago, they didn't want you to watch anything that was wrong on TV. But now we did. The people watch, I guess, everything. I try to never watch nothing. I know it will take away your anointing if you have any anointing. If you have just a sense of God, it's going to rob you of what you spiritually got. It's going to rob you spiritually of you're going to have not the right intentions. You're going to have wrong intentions. Because if you watch those movies long enough, you're going to get into trouble. You'll see things in your mind that's sinful, and that sin will take away your first love. God gives you something above that sin. That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's a higher quality. It's a higher vessel. You become a vessel of honor. When you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're just a vehicle that's not operated by the Spirit. The Bible talks about them as, it has a name for them, but they're occupied by wrong things. See, self, if we don't do something with self, pretty soon it gets tangled with the enemy. It's no longer self, it's the wrong spirit. When you first started out, it wasn't that bad. But pretty soon it becomes bad. And pretty soon it becomes death. The Bible says it will bring death. What agree with the temple of God with idols? We are the temple of the living God. God said, come out from among, be separate, said the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. We're not to touch the unclean, we're not to receive it. God wants us to not be partakers of this world no longer. We're to come out from the world and be separate. And the world and the church is all going together. They're all in the same area. I hate to be saying it, but that's the truth. We need to be free from bondage. And these sins cause us bondage. When you smoke a while, you've got an odor. When you say bad words a while, you just pretty soon you're just saying bad words. When you start having cans of beer, pretty soon you smell it from what you've been having. And it ruins your judgment. I was just yesterday around a person who once saved. And I could tell he had about 2 cans of beer. And he was getting a little bit on the offside. I did not take them. But what I'm saying, people, what you around touches you. You get around a lot of vulgarness. And if you're not careful, you take on vulgarness. You go someplace where it's okay for women to wear without many clothes. Pretty soon, it's something happens there. They have problems. There gets problem with rape and all these things that take place. Without the Lord, we all get out of hand. The jails become full. They have too not enough room. I want to get you to see God is the answer. He might have a place of holiness. A home that have no troubles with them in its walls. The children are living for God. The mother's living for God. The father's living for God. But when you get out here and start playing against the Spirit of God, you start having problems. And we need to have help in these areas. We all need help. I don't care who we are. We all need help. God bless you all. I pray that God bless you. But we need help through the power of God. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we need power and we need help through the Holy Ghost. He's wonderful. God bless you for joining us today.